Kali. And today we will be reading from text 9. Before reciting the text, we'll try to get familiarized with the text by reciting the words coming in the text. Thereafter, we'll read the text, word to word meaning, translation purport. And in a humble mood of service, your servant will like to speak a few words in the and try to throw some light on this particular text. So the words in the text we will all recite. Please recite after me together. Ma Saurabhya Atra Suchaha Vetu Te Vrisala Shudra Bhayam Ma Rodhi Amba Bhadram Te Kalanam Mai Shastri. Ma Saurabhya Atra Sucho. Ma Saurabhya Atra Sucho. Vetu Te Vrisalad Bhayam Vetu Te Vrisalad Bhayam Marodi Amba Badram Te Marodir Amba Badram Te Kalanam Mai Shastari Kalanam Mai Shastari Ma Saurabhya Atra Sucho Vetu Te Vrisalad Bhayam Marodiramba Badram Te Kalanam Mai Shastari Kalanam Mai Shastari Kalanam Mai Shastari Ma Saurabhya Atra Sucho Vetu Te Vrisalad Bhayam Marodir Amba Badram Te Kalanamai Shastri Ma Saurabhya వేతు తే విశలాద్వయాం మారోదిరంబభద్రం తే కళానామైశాస్తరీ మా సౌరభే అత్ర సూచో వేతు తే వృషలాద్వయాం మారోది అత్ర బ్రహ్మతే కళానాం. వైష్ణవీస్ మాతాజీస్ మా సౌరభే అత్ర సూచో వేతు తే విశలాద్వయాం మారోదిరంబ భద్రం తే కళానామైశాస్తరీ. The word to word meaning, so please recite after me. Ma, do not. Saurabhya, O son of Surabhi, Atra, in my kingdom, Suchaha, lamentation, Vetu, let there be, Te, your, Vrisalat, by the Sudra, Bhayam, cause of fear, Ma, do not, Rodhi, cry, Amba, mother cow, Bhadram, all good, Te, unto you, Kalanam, of the envious. Mai, while I am living, Shastri, the ruler or subduer. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. O son of Surabhi, you need not lament no longer. There is no need to fear this low class Shudra. And mother cow, as long as I am living as the ruler and subduer of all envious men, there is no cause for you to cry. Everything will be good for you. Purport. Protection of bulls and cows and other animals can be possible when there is a state ruled by executive head like Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit addresses mother cow as mother, for he is cultured twice born Kshatriya king. Surabhi is the name of the cows which exist in the spiritual planets and are especially reared by Lord Shri Krishna himself. As men are made after the form and features of the Supreme Lord, so also the cows are made after the form and feature of Surabhi cows. In the spiritual kingdom, in the material world, human society gives all protection to human being, but there is no law to protect the descendants of Surabhi. who can give all protection to men by supplying miracle food, milk. But Maharaj Parikshit and the Pandavas were fully conscious of the importance of cow and bull, and they were prepared to punish the cow killer with all chastisement, including death. There has sometimes been agitation for the protection of the cow, but for want of pious executive heads and suitable laws, the cows and bulls are not given protection. The human society should recognize the importance of cow and the bull and thus give all protection to these important animals. Following in the footsteps of Maharaj Parikshit for protecting the cows and the Brahminical culture, the Lord, who is very kind to cow and the Brahmanas, ko Brahmana Hitaya, will be pleased with us and will bestow upon us real peace. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadavaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaevacha Patitanama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namu Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, Chaupati, Sri Sri Radha, Gopinath Temple welcomes all the wonderful devotees for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. It is said that when the people of the world elect us in the assembly of politicians, we get a place. And when Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ji selects us, then in the assembly of devotees, we get a place, and we get a place where we can hear the nectar. So today we are very, very fortunate to be in the assembly of devotees and hear the nectar and pastimes of the Lord. It is of a good fortune today that we are getting shelter under the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji and service at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji. And of all the services we can render, hearing the pastimes of the Lord and His devotees is the greatest. So I feel very much fortunate and blessed to be here in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji. They have been kind to me. So I pay my prostrated, humble obeisances, thousands and thousands, to Radha Gopinath Ji and their eternal associates. I'd like to pay obeisance to Srila Prabhupada Ji. I would like to pay obeisance to the spiritual master, and would like to pay obeisance to all the wonderful Vaishnavas, exalted Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis assembled here, and take blessings that I can render some service by which I can please all of you, Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. So we are hearing the pastime of Parikshit Maharaj. We should understand that this is an answer to the question by the sages in Naimisharanya. How come Suta Goswami, your good self, were able to hear from Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj? Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj, he is such an exalted personality. He is the crest jewel of all the renunciant. He never stays in one place. He was staying for 7 days. He who never spoke is speaking for 7 days. And whereas Parikshit Maharaj is the ruler of the emperor of the whole, literally, planet, he has no time to hear, but he was hearing for 7 days. At one place, there is the greatest of the renunciant, and the other place, there is the greatest of a manager. It's like, how did this happen? That's the question. Answering to the question, Suta Goswami Pad, in 3 chapters, talks about the speaker, that is Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj, in chapter, I think, chapter 4, 5, and 6 deals about Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj. 7 onwards till 19, Suta Goswami Pad goes on to speak about Parikshit Maharaj. In a way, we see one who is delivering or giving or doing kirtan, Suta Goswami Pad has given 3 chapters, and one who is hearing carefully, Suta Goswami Pad literally gives almost around 19 minus, how much is that? So 13 chapters for Parikshit Maharaj, who is going to hear the pastimes of the Lord. In a way, it is being suggested in a subtle way, hearing the pastime is more important than speaking. Speaking is there. If we hear properly, we can definitely speak properly. So, Parikshit Maharaj's pastimes are going on here. Such a great personality he is. Here, like in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in the first chapter, the real speaker, the real message of Bhagavad Gita is not in the first chapter. It starts from the 2nd chapter. Even in this Srimad Bhagavatam, we see the real speaker, Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj, the real message is not given in the 1st canto. The real message from Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj starts from canto 2. So this is the 1st canto, and the 2nd canto is called as the lotus feet of Srimad Bhagavatam, the literary incarnation of Krishna. So this builds a foundation. The feet, the lotus feet, is building the foundation above which the whole body stands. The foundation is hearing from a bona fide spiritual master, or hearing from a bona fide source. So that's what we see in the first canto, Suta Goswami and Sonakrishi. Then we see Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj. Then we also see Lord Brahma and Lord Krishna. So this is the foundation, that is the lotus feet of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing the pastimes of Parikshit Maharaj, we see Parikshit Maharaj was such a fortunate soul that he was able to see Krishna in the womb of his mother. And it is now his time for leaving his body and is seeing Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So such a great personality, he ruled the planet for more than maybe 50 years. At the young age of 15, when Yudhishthir Maharaj came to know Krishna from Arjuna, he came to know that Krishna has gone back home, back to Godhead. Immediately, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev left, and they established Parikshit Maharaj as the king of the whole planet. And Parikshit Maharaj was such a great personality, is to go all over the earth and make sure that every day there is Mangal Arati. Nobody will miss Mangal Arati. And chanting 16 rounds and doing parikrama, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling. He was very strict. And the evening, there is to be wonderful pastimes of the Lord after Sandhya Arati. So this was Parikshit Maharaji. Wherever he went, everybody welcomed, and there was nice Sandhya Arati and nice dramas, Krishna's pastimes being shown. Parikshit Maharaj was very strict and he was very careful because he loved his citizens. Raja means the king, is a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Naradeva is God in the form of human in the body. But he has to make sure whatever the Supreme Personality of Godhead desires happens. So here we see there are four personalities being discussed. We see Parikshit Maharaji is speaking to Mother Cow, another great personality. And Parikshit Maharaji is speaking to the bull, another personality. Apart from this three personality, there is another third personality who is been addressed as Khalanam, very envious person. So that is Kali himself. Parikshit Maharaj immediately comes and takes in charge. How come this kind of envious people are trying to disturb those who are peaceful and practicing Krishna consciousness? He talks about cow. We should understand, and the bull. He's talking to the cow, mother cow and the bull. First he's talking to the bull and then now to the cow. But we should understand, and he calls bull as Saurabhya, son of mother cow. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, cows are called as Surabhi because in the spiritual world, the cows are called Surabhi. In Garga Samhita, we find wonderful description of Golok Vrindavan, and we see the wonderful description of cows. Cows are in different colors. Some of the cows are golden in color, some are blue in color, some are violet in color, indigo in color, and different colors. Multicolored cows are there. And the cows are in Golok Vrindavan. It's very nicely described in Garga Samhita. Here, Prila Prabhupada writes, cows, they are actually coming from the spiritual world to give the human society protection. That's what Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport. Cows comes as a deity. Like Archavigra is here. The Archavigra is non-different from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is under his control and nothing is impossible for him. But the deity form The Lord is standing in as if he is helpless. You dress me, I will be dressed. You feed me, I will eat. It is in a helpless form. Similarly, the cow is in the earth, moving as a helpless deity. Srila Prabhupada, in one of his conversation, he says, these cows are very, very humble. It was, Prabhupada was going from Mayapur one place to another in a vehicle, and there were around 40 cows. 40 cows, and one small boy was there with a stick. And this boy said, "Hut!" And all the cows came to one direction. And Srila Prabhupada said, "Look, the cows are 400 kilos in weight. Each cow is like, you know, 5 feet and very, and this small boy, very thin, is weighing around 39 kgs. He just said, "Hut!" And the cows are so humble, they went into one corner and letting the vehicle to go. So this is cow. We should understand, being humble is a strength. And it should not be taken in the other way. There's other thing, sometimes people feel inferior and we mistake, they are humble. No, inferiority is dangerous, it's weakness. But being humble is strength. Cows are humble and they are very, very powerful. We should not take the cows for granted. When Vishwamitra, he wanted to take the cow Surabhi from Vasishtha, Vasishtha Muni, being a Brahmana, sage, he was in a helpless state. Mother cow told Vasishtha, "Why are you in a helpless state?" He said, "How can I fight with this big Kshatriya?" Mother cow said that, "Don't worry. If you want, if you permit, we will give a strong answer to him." And Mother cow produced many soldiers from her womb. And they all came, they fought with Vishwamitra, and immediately he was out. So cow can do that. But at this stage, cow is also acting like a helpless, you know, helpless deity, and moving here and there so that we can get a chance to serve Mother cow. Like we see in the pastime of Tenali Raman, once King Krishna Dev Rai, he in the assembly asked, "Milk of which animal is best?" So all the ministers said, "Buffalo, these, that, and everything." And when it came to, everybody said cow. And Tenali Raman, to utter surprise of King Krishna Dev Rai and all the assembled ministers, he said, "Buffalo." King Krishna Dev Rai got very angry. He said, "How dare you speak this? You are a Brahmana. You are an intelligent person. How did you say?" "Sir, I said that you asked the question, milk of which animal is best? And I said, buffalo." "Yeah." "And others are saying cow." Then he said, "The milk of cow, okay, buffalo comes in the category of the animals in 84 lakh species, but cow is not an animal. It's not in, it doesn't come in 84 lakh species. It's our mother and it's coming from the spiritual world. So it's a very special deity which is moving around. It's not 84 lakh species, but if the cow wants, the cow can protect itself, but in a helpless state is giving us a chance." So here we see Parikshit Maharaj immediately takes charge and he says, "How come this is happening in his kingdom?" So he is talking to the bull and saying, "Ma Saurabhya Atra Sucho, don't lament. Ma Suchaha, don't be afraid. Daromat, Ma Sucha, Saurabhya, you are son of..." The bull is actually the son of a cow. Bull comes from cow.
మా సౌరభ్య అత్ర శోచో వేతుతే వృషలద్భయం.
సో హీ ఈజ్ సేయింగ్ దర్ ఇస్ నో నీడ్ టు లెమెంట్ అండ్ దర్ ఇస్ నో నీడ్ టు బి అఫ్రేడ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ లో క్లాస్ కల శూద్ర. కలి ఇస్ నౌ అండర్ కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్. దిస్ సేమ్ కలి హూమ్ హిస్ గ్రాండ్ ఫాదర్స్ భీమ్, యుధిష్ఠిర్, నకుల్, సహదేవ్ అండ్ అర్జున్ కుడ్ నాట్ క్యాప్చర్. నౌ ద సేమ్ కలి ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది హ్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్. వి ఆల్ నో వెన్ ది ఫైనల్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ పాండవాస్ వాస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ వన్ ఆఫ్టర్నూన్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్ వాస్ ట్రయింగ్ టు టేక్ రెస్ట్. భీమ్ హ్యాడ్ టు కమ్ and Bhim said that, oh, I want to meet Yudhishthir, but because the elder brother is sleeping, he did not go. A very short personality and very stout and very fat, he was jumping and trembling and coming towards Yudhishthir Maharaj. He said, Bhim was there. He said, stop, what do you want? He said, I got a problem. What is the problem? It's in my head. It's too much. I cannot. I have to speak it out. I have to ask Yudhishthir Maharaj. You dare not. So then he stopped. Then Bhim said, what it is? This fellow said, you know, I saw a real thing. There is a field, rice field. It was protected by barbed wires. And I could see that the instead of protecting the field, the barbed wire is actually exploiting. What does that mean? So Bhim is Bhim. He got disturbed. He took his mace and he said, I will show it now. He wanted to beat him. So this fellow ran away. Again he came. Four times he comes. Second time he says, I saw a big pot and this big pot could fill 10 small pots. But again when the 10 small pots were to be refilling the big pot, it was not able to do. What does that mean? Again, Bhim got angry. This fellow ran. Again, he came. He said, this time, what is it? I saw an elephant going through a small needle's eye of the needle. But the tail got stuck. What does that mean? Again, Bhim got angry. This fellow ran. Fourth time, again, he came and he asked, what is it now? He said that I saw a big mountain and there was a small boy. He just took a small thin thread and he tied it to the mountain and he gave a jerk to the mountain. The whole mountain moved and crashed and became into sands and it was like dust. What does that mean? Bhim said, I will show you what it is. This fellow ran. Yudhishthir Maharaj came out. He said, hey Bhim, how are you? Dandavat pranams. And they shaked, they prayed pranams and then said, what is it? I wanted to ask something, but I forgot. My head is now reeling. Why? There are four things which is disturbing me. Then he said, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yudhishthir Maharaj had captured that fellow. Wherever he is, he should be caught immediately. So all over Delhi, he ran over and Hastinapur, but he could not find. He said, what is it? This fellow is none other than Kali personified. Catch him. So Bhim could not catch. Yudhishthir Maharaj could not catch. And also Arjun Nakul Sahadev could not catch. But here Parikshit Maharaj is telling him, don't move from here. And he is now speaking to Saurabhya, the bull. He said, don't be afraid of this low-class Sudra. Is a color, is an envious personality. Envious color means envy. Envy means we want to put others in trouble, then we be happy. That is color. You know, that's a nice past, not pastime, that's a, to explain this, sometimes saintly personality give a small, you know, example. In a village, everybody was peaceful. But there was one envious person. He could not bear that everybody is peaceful. So one day in the night, he said that he is going to the forest. Everybody said, "Why are you going to the forest?" He said, "I will go to the forest." He said, "In the forest there is tiger and lion. They will kill us, kill you." He said, "Yes, I want to be killed." "Why?" He said that the lion will eat me, tear my skin, eat my flesh, drink my blood. "Yeah, you will die." "Yeah, that is what I want." After that, the lion and the tiger will get the taste of blood and they will come to the village every night and kill all of you. So he will put himself in the trouble to make sure that others are in trouble. That is kala. So envious. So Parikshit Maharaj was there to make sure, don't be afraid of this envious person. As long as I am there, I cannot. So in this case, Parikshit Maharaji takes charge and he is now talking to Mother Cow, saying, "Maro dhir amba bhadram te." "Don't cry, my dear mother, don't cry. Let all good be there for you. I am here, I am going to protect you." So he wants the cows to be taken care, mothers to be taken care. We see, I think many years ago, in Ras Bihari, I think there was some connection, Devakinandan Prabhu was giving class. He mentioned one point, India is a place where we take care of cows. There are many cows roaming here and there. But it is said that, but there are places like in Australia, New Zealand, where cows are there and they are not treated as a deity. But India, cows are treated as deity. And he was making a point saying that in India is not flourishing. Whereas we see in Australia, people are flourishing. They are having a lot of opulences. At the same time, you are saying in India, we don't see opulences among the common people. Why is it that? Nice question, nice way of putting forward. He said that in India, even though we look cow as mother and as a deity, but we don't care for the cows. Whereas in Australia and other places, New Zealand, they have cow and they put AC for the cow, fan for the cow, music for the cow, and they take care of the cows. Because they are taking care of the cows, there is a lot of good opulences, fortune. They are rich and beautiful, and sometimes, to some extent, they are intelligent. Then the next thing he said that, okay, in India we don't take care, that's why we don't get so much opulences. But at the same time he said, in India there is not much suicide rate. But in those countries there is suicide rate. What is the reason? He said, they take care of the cows, and when they give milk, they take care. When the cows stop giving milk, they kill the cow. That's why they get different mental issues and they commit suicide. So taking care of the cows, we flourish, and if we try to exploit the cow, definitely it affects the society. Many years ago, I was just in Bhuj few days ago. It's a place where in 20 years ago there was a big earthquake. Right? The earthquake was such powerful earthquake that I remember at that time when the earthquake took place, I was traveling from the train and reached Prayag. There was a big Kumbh Mela, Maha Kumbh Mela. And I remember I just reached, took bath, and I was sitting in the Bhagavatam class. I remember Loknath Swami Maharaj was giving class and I was sitting, but I could feel all the chandeliers are shaking. I thought maybe I am tired, I am weak, that's why everything is moving. Then afterwards I found out the earthquake was in Bhuj, but the trembles were till Prayag. Then it was found that there was a big earthquake and the whole Bhuj was down. Most of the houses were collapsed. So what was the reason? Later on, devotees found out that main reason is that the cows in Bhuj were being killed in many numbers. Many slaughterhouses there and they were killing cows. The blood of mother cow was falling and Mother Earth could not take it and she revolted and there was an earthquake. So Mother Cow is to be treated and worshipped. If it is mistreated, the whole human society will suffer. So here, Parikshit Maharaj is making sure that Mother Cow should be taken care, the bull should be taken care, because the mother cow gives milk and from milk we get, we can make many more wonderful food items. Srila Prabhupada very nicely mentions that. It's very interesting, Srila Prabhupada says that human society, okay, he says that, it's very interesting, I found that in the man, as men are made after the form and feature of Supreme Lord, that is, Supreme Lord has two hands and two legs, we are also having two hands and two legs. So the cows are made after the form and feature of Surabhi cows in spiritual kingdom. So we see this is interesting, and Srila Prabhupada again makes one more point. Human society should recognize the importance of cow and bull and thus give all protection to these important animals, following in the footstep of Parikshit Maharaj. For protecting cows and Brahmanic culture, the Lord, who is very kind to the cows and Brahmanas, Go Brahmanitaya, will be pleased with us and bestow real peace. So Krishna will be pleased. We see, if we go to Vrindavan, we'll find the Brajavasis. They say that the Brahmanas are the leaders for the common people. And the teachers for the Brahmanas are the Sannyasis. And for the Sannyasis, Krishna, Brajavasis are the teachers. And for the Brajavasis, Krishna is the supreme. And for Krishna, it's cow. So Krishna will be pleased if we take care of cows. So in this way, here we see Parikshit Maharaj is in his tour and he finds that one day the Mangalarti is being disturbed by an envious personality and he takes everything in charge. And it's very interesting that we find that in this planet there are many rulers, but we find Hiranyakashipu ruled, but he was kicked out, Prahlad was kept. We find that Ravan tried to rule, he was kicked out, and Lord Ram himself came. And we see that Duryodhana tried to rule the planet, and we find Arjuna was placed. So we find the Mughals came, the Britishers came, they were kicked out, and Krishna is trying to put a ruler, Prahlad Maharaj or Arjuna or a ruler who will be here and make sure that every day there is Mangal Aarti, and after Mangal Aarti there is Tulsi Aarti and chanting of 16 rounds and following of 4 regulative principles. Any ruler who comes to the land of Bharat, if he is not getting up early and not doing Mangal Aarti and is not chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, will not rule for long. He will be there for some time and will be kicked out. Then again, kings like Parikshit Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj will come and rule this wonderful place that is called as Bharat. Bharat is a place where devotees will be there. Bharat will be the place where cows are taken care. And in this way, Parikshit Maharaj is doing his duty and he is punishing the Kali personified. Also, he will be giving reward to Kali personified. Because he is, as a Vaishnava, he can perceive that Sar, he can take the nectar, he can take the essence, sargrahi. He can see that even though Kali is the worst of everything, but one good thing is that in the age of Kali, that the easiest way to uplift our consciousness will prevail. That is the chanting of the holy name. By taking the chanting of the holy name, we can get that kind of upliftment of consciousness which people in Satyuga for 60,000 years or Treta Yuga, they do big yagya, or in Dwapara for hours together, they stand in front of deities for 18 hours and chant or glorify the Lord. That can be done by just chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And he rewards Kali. Okay, you go. There is another good thing about Kali is that in the age of Kali, there is a special discount given. Like, if we have to do something good, we have to have a lot of money, manpower, or good management. But in the age of Kali, if we do good to people in the mind, we will get the reward of doing it physically as if we do it in Satyuga, Treta and Dwapar. And if we do something bad in mind in Satyuga, Treta and Dwapar, immediately there will be a repercussion. Karma will take over. But in Kali, if people even think ill in the mind, the punishment will not be there. The good thing is, if we suppose like King Vasudev, when Krishna was born, he gave cows to all the Brahmanas, not physically, but in the mind. Then later on, when he was relieved, he gave the real cows. But in Kali Yuga, we just sit here and think, now I'm giving donation of 10 crores to the temple, we'll get the benefit of doing that wonderful pious activity. So we just think in the mind and we'll get the real award of what one does physically. So one good thing is, in the mind we can think good for everyone and get all the blessings. And we should be careful. We should not think ill about others. We should not think ill, because what we think gradually will come into our words and action. So we can take the good part of Kali. Think good about others. You can give donation. You can do physical service mentally. And do all good things and get the benefit. And we should not even take it in the other way. Wow, then I will go for Mangalarti every day. At 4 o'clock I will get up. And 4:30 I will be standing with the devotees, Alchin Mangalati in the mind. No, that we should do physically. But otherwise, we should, if we think good, we get all the benefits which physically one does good. It may not physically come, but it will come in a subtle way that we will feel good and better and more happy. So that is why Parikshit Maharaj will punish Kali and also reward Kali. Here, Parikshit Maharaj is making sure there should be no disturbance in Mangalarti. This envious character was disturbing Mangalarti, which was being done by cow and bull. That is the duty of the king, making sure mother cow should be protected. If cow is protected, there will be peace and harmony by which we can practice Krishna consciousness better, make our life successful. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here and we'll take one or two questions. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Anyone has any question here?
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm feeling very much obliged and honored to be this august, wonderful association of saintly personalities, exalted Vaishnava and Vaishnavis. Very happy to be here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for joining us today. We hope and pray that you come more often here. So if you all liked Maharaj's class and you want Maharaj to come back again and again, so let us thank him and also welcome him more and more often in future by three times loudly chanting
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. He is holiness Bhakti Karunamayi Banwali Maharaj ki jai.